Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Under the previous administration, the federal government gave left-wing radicals in California dictatorial powers to control the future of the entire car industry all over the country, all over the world, actually. Because they have to build a car. They can't build 19 different cars called the same thing. And really, it was all over the world what was happening. They approved Governor Gavin Newsom's ridiculous plan to impose a 100% ban on all new gas-powered cars within a very short period of time. Think of this. You couldn't buy any other car except an electric powered car. And in California, they have blackouts and brownouts. They don't have enough electricity right now to do the job. And countrywide, you'd have to spend $4 trillion to build the firing plants, they go over a lot of things, charging plants, firing plants.
Here to react to it is the founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner. My man, what's up, buddy? This is good news.
Yeah, this really is. This is undoing a plan of the Biden administration that would have been really detrimental to our economy, to our national security, and just to basic understanding of freedom and the role of government. This idea that government, talk about unelected bureaucrats, right? That unelected bureaucrats like John Kerry and Gina McCarthy, and they're going to decide what type of car you can have, what type of appliance you can have. It's a step back in the right direction.
So when the president kills these mandates today, how does that work in terms of the EPA? Because I know that their standards in California were insane, forcing car makers to basically abandon building gas-powered vehicles. So does he roll that back? How exactly does that process work?
Yeah, it's a kind of insider baseball of how they set all these up, because the American people would never vote for this.
Right.
And no member of Congress would vote for it. Right. So what they do is they use the EPA to pass new requirements that are impossible to attain. But then they give California a waiver for any of the penalties if they're unable to fulfill the new requirements. And then a number of states have passed laws, I think 17 states, that tether their environmental policies to California's environmental policy. So there's a new law about tailpipe emissions. California is the first to implement it. California is waived from any penalties if they can't comply with this new mandate. And then Gavin Newsom gets to say, hey, look, we have this law in place in California, and it hasn't been any problem at all. But then the other states pay the penalty. penalties when they can't fulfill the requirements. Again, it's all these little tiny rules that they put in place, kind of like the Inflation Reduction Act, because they know the American people do not want this. So they have to treat us like children and lie to us and manipulate the truth to get their little evil agenda through.
And it is a little evil agenda, Daniel Turner. No doubt about that. It is a little evil agenda. And they do treat us like children. And I'm glad that this happens. I'm glad that now California's EV mandates are scrapped. Is there an argument, and hypothetically, is there an argument about a states' rights issue here with this, where we've got the right to mandate this and the federal government can't overpower us on this?
It's going to be hard to put that in place again, because the states were only doing this because they were trying to comply with this EV requirement that comes from the Environmental Protection Agency. Mm-hmm. So when you get rid of that, there isn't a requirement. Now, states could pass a law that says in our state by X year, we're going to require you to drive an EV. But good luck trying to get that through the legislature, because the American people don't want to get told what type of car they're allowed to have. They don't want to get told what type of appliance they're allowed to purchase. And so they have to use these little backdoor ways to get their agenda through.
Yeah. And so New Jersey, it's the same thing, right? So the idiot governor, the king, who's, thank God his term is over next year, put in the exact same mandate, because he said he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. So by 2035, all cars sold have to be EVs. Now, thank God Jack Cittarelli has a really good chance here, a really strong chance of winning New Jersey this November. And he's already fighting Mikey Sherrill, who's a radical Democrat, as you know, in Congress. And now she wants to run for governor. She's their party's nominee. New Jersey's also about to experience some major electric hikes starting this month and then again in September, because he shut down all the coal-fired power plants, and New Jersey used to export energy, Daniel Turner, as you know, and now New Jersey has to import all their energy. So our rates are going to spike, which, of course, helps Jack in the polls, I think, and helps him in the election this November. And thank God he can roll all that back as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And New Jersey and a lot of East Coast states, Massachusetts, the other one really that stands out, they're going to blame this on Trump and say, well, it's because Trump got rid of the tax credits for wind and solar, or Trump didn't allow us to build this wind farm off the Jersey shore. But you can't blame the current situation on the futurable. Like, what would have happened if we only had this built? Why didn't you build it first? Why did you shut down coal that's working? Why did you shut down nuclear plants or natural gas plants that were working? So the Democrats really have to own their policies. It's kind of, even though it's unrelated, but it's the same philosophy. It's kind of why these riots in California are making Democrats own their policies, right? Their open border policies, their energy policies. Blue state governors have to own the consequences of their blue state policies, and they can't punch President Trump or use him as the punching bag and say it's that guy's fault.
Daniel Turner's with us. Power of the Future is where you find him. He's the founder and executive director, and follow him on X at Daniel Turner PTF. Let's talk nuclear, because I think, when the president came out recently and he put in a series of executive actions to roll back all the regulations around nuclear. So we have the ability now to get these, what are they called? Like, they're like micro nuclear plants or something. They're
modular.
Modular. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it sounds cool. It sounds like something from Back to the Future, where like Marty McFly was trying to get the plutonium from the terrorists at the mall. I mean, it sounds fun. And we can get these online pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, and that's why this is kind of the direction that nuclear is headed. Rather than build these massive plants that are, enormous footprints and take years to build, Trump's a builder, and he realizes that, right? This is years and years of construction. You can build these smaller ones a lot more quickly, and you can build several of them, and they have a very small footprint, and they deliver electricity reliably, affordably, and without stop, right? And that's the problem with wind and solar, and that's why prices nationwide have spiked as we've pushed towards wind and solar, is because no matter what happens, there's always going to be night. And then no matter what happens, there's always going to be a day the wind doesn't blow.
Yeah.
But in that delta, you still consume electricity. You still want hot water. You still want to have your air conditioner run. And it's those fluctuations of weather that are causing nothing but an increase in prices.
So, you know, it's hot out today. It's very hot. So we're about to hear again about climate change. We don't hear about it in the winter, but we hear about it in the summer all the time, obviously. And so people are be running their air conditioners a lot today. Of course, air conditioning is racist and sexist. We know that. But they're going to be running these air conditioners, which require a lot of electricity, a lot of energy of some sort to operate them. I don't know any that are powered by wind, but that's called, a fan. They don't work as well. In order to get that kind of energy, to Trump's point, you know, you need a lot of it. And then if you start mandating that you're plugging in all these cars into the grid and the grid is already overwhelmed and the grid is already vulnerable. And I mean, it makes no logical sense. That's why California experiences brownouts. It's why California tells their people in the summertime, we recommend you raise your air conditioner to 80 degrees. 80 degrees. If it's 80 degrees in my house, that's literally why I have an air conditioner.
Exactly. And this happens across the board. Texas is just as guilty, and Texas is a red state, but they've invested heavily in wind to power as well. And it's in weeks away from the governor sending out a text, hey, everyone, we recommend, you know, raise your thermostats and please don't do laundry. Governor Newsom's telling people don't plug in your electric vehicles because the grid can't sustain it. This is bizarre because we know how to produce reliable electricity. We've been doing it for 140 or so years in this country. So all these problems are new. Our parents didn't have faltering grids.
No.
And people can say, well, they used fewer electrical appliances, and that may be the case, but they also didn't have to produce as much electricity. So, yeah, you're right. At the same time, the Biden administration was taking reliable electricity production offline. They were mandating more and more electric use. And the American people saw that. All they saw was the cost go up, the cost of everything. And that's what happens when you have government make policies outside of its purview.
It's so stupid, right? I mean, you go, well, you have to buy an EV, but you can't plug it in and charge it and use it, but you have to have it. I drive a diesel Jeep Wrangler, and I love, first of all, I love it. I love diesel. When I turn the engine on, like you can hear that engine, you know? I get great gas mileage out of it. It's fantastic. There was a time when we were going down that road of diesel, pretty recently, actually. Jeep, for example, had their diesel Jeeps. They were selling great. And then they shut down production of them to make way for the EVs because of all these stupid requirements that were put in place that, you know, if you're not selling enough EVs, then you can't sell gas cars. So they were forced to basically shut down a product that people loved and wanted more of. And that's the kind of stupidity that drives me absolutely insane, Daniel Turner, you know, because when I tell people I have a diesel Jeep, they're like, you have diesel? I go, yeah. And I go, well, how many miles to the gallon do you get? I said, probably 30. I mean, I went from my house in Jersey to D.C. and back on a single tank. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was ridiculously fantastic. I love that. And they would have kept making them had it not been for stupid rules like this that were put in place.
Yeah, President Trump in today in his executive order, he used an example of an 18-wheeler going from, I think he said, Reno to Los Angeles or Reno to San Francisco and back on a single tank of gas. But an electric 18-wheeler, if anything were ever to be conceived, would have to stop six times to charge its battery, and that would add 9 hours to the transportation time. And those 9 hours are going to come as a cost because you're obviously paying the driver, you're paying for the electricity, and that means the little thing that, you know, you or your spouse bought on Amazon a couple hours ago is going to take that much longer to arrive. And so there are costs in that. When you mandate EV truck lines, which was also part of the repeal today, that means all these truck companies have to buy tremendous amounts of overhead for new trucks, for charging stations. They're not going to swallow those costs, right? So they're not innovating to make prices lower for you. And that's kind of why companies like Amazon are so successful. They innovate to keep prices low. You can hate Amazon, you can hate Walmart, but ultimately people shop there because prices are dirt cheap. But if the government tells you, you have to come up with a whole new fleet, that's not innovating for lower prices. That's just now more expense. And so then people wonder, why are eggs so expensive? it ultimately means eggs become expensive because all of these mandates from government trickle down until they finally hit the consumer. It may take 2 years, 3 years, but that's what happens when government is involved in these policies where it has no understanding of how markets work and how innovation works.
Daniel Turner, the other issue, too, is when I talked to Jack Cittarelli, the Republican nominee for governor of New Jersey, and like I said earlier, I think he's got a great chance of winning. I've known Jack a long time. He's a fighter. We talked about natural gas, and he's all in. You know, he's all in on using natural gas. He's all in on bringing that to New Jersey. New Jersey, like Pennsylvania, could have a liquid natural gas export facility. We have the ability to do it in South Jersey. It's something that people would love and something that would make a lot of sense. And the natural gas that could be exported from Philadelphia and South Jersey could reach Europe faster than even other parts of the country. So there's a huge advantage in doing so. It's funny, right? Because in Pennsylvania, the natural gas state, you have a governor there, Josh Shapiro, who could be all over this. But for some strange reason, he's not. Now, what do you think that reason could be?
Well, you can't violate the environmental groups if you're on the left, and that's the problem. That's why these 80-20 issues, they are losing. Energy is one of those issues. The trans movement is one of those issues. The border is one of those issues. But Democrats cannot see the forest for the trees. They are so stuck in their idea that we have to support BLM. We have to support boys and girls sports. And that's why ultimately they're losing. So, yeah. You know, they talk about Josh Shapiro as a national candidate. If you can't get on the right side of winning issues, you're never going to be a national candidate. I love the idea of an LNG export terminal for New Jersey. They were going to try to build this in Baltimore, and it was Republican Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland
who
killed it.
Yep.
And he ultimately killed it because of climate change. So they will always get Republicans to cave, whether they call it climate change or they call it racism or they call it whatever. They will always get Republicans to cave on winning issues. And if Cittarelli wins, imagine the boom for New Jersey of revenue, of jobs, of reliable energy. Huge opportunity. That alone should win him the election.
I think air conditioning is probably one of the most life-saving inventions ever made. I mean, it's in places that don't have it and they have to keep their windows open at night, and then mosquitoes bite people and give them malaria, which, you know, is a killer. Air conditioning has done more to save lives. Yet I read an article recently how it was racist and sexist because women are often colder than men. And so, you know, if the air conditioning is turned up too high at the office, then, yeah, I mean, like the stupidity they come up with this stuff. I think there are countries right now in Africa and Asia, developing nations, as they're called, that would love to have air conditioning so that they don't have to have mosquito nets around their beds at night.
Yeah. And that's why they always use these issues that are uncomfortable to talk about. They hit at our heartstrings, and that's used to silence you. So they invoke race. They invoke gender. They invoke sub-Saharan Africa. You know, I'll give you a case in point. As we're talking, the Republicans are trying to rescind the spending to NPR, which would be wonderful.
Yep.
There are Republican governors who are saying, I don't know if I can vote for this because it's been brought to my attention that Native American communities use NPR to stay in touch with weather patterns and tornadoes and what would happen. You're going to tell me the Native American community doesn't have the damn TV and the radio like every other American does? They are desperate for it. So they will use whatever hook they can to get Republicans to cave on their issues. And the fact that a Republican senator is like, oh, I don't know, it may be anti-Native American if I rescind NPR. That's how they get their hooks in you, Rich. And they use all of these issues. Climate, race, Native Americans, anything that we don't like to talk about because it makes us uncomfortable. That is how they get Republicans to cave over and over again.
It'll be the new Trail of Tears, but it'll just be a quiet one because there's no NPR to listen to.
So, exactly.
Just terrible. God, these people. Daniel Turner, let me ask you about the one big beautiful bill. I know that, you know, for guys like us who are fiscal conservatives, there's a lot of stuff in there that we hate. There are some good things, though. I mean, repealing Biden's green nonsense, for example, those are all really, really good things.
It is. Yeah. Keeping the tax cuts is the most essential. Right. There's still some money to giveaways for the wind and solar industry. But this is where the Biden administration, you know, they are crafty. They knew that Republicans. Republicans just as much as Democrats get addicted to free money. And so you have a lot of Republican senators who are fighting for wind and solar because they brought these industries to their state. They got the talking point. I don't want to look like a caveman. Of course, I'm worried about climate change. That's why we're going to build this solar farm. Well, the solar farm can't survive without government. And now government has to keep it afloat. And now people are saying, if you cancel the money, all these solar people are going to lose their jobs. And they say, I can't have them lose their, I'm the Republican. I love jobs. So, and now we're hooked. Now it's like heroin. Year after year, we have to continue to subsidize this industry because it will die without government. So that's the worst part of the big, beautiful bill, is that it allows this. But this is the craftiness of the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. They knew Republicans would be hooked. And boy, are they are junkies.
You know, it's funny. All of this makes me want to do heroin. I've never done it, but it makes me want to do it a lot because I just keeping up with the nonsense like L.A., for example. Did you know? And I don't know if you know this or not. You're a very smart guy. You're a very well-read guy. But there is a virus where if you're perfectly peaceful on the streets, but you see a National Guard soldier and there's a yeah, true, it's true. And then something in your brain causes you then to pick up a Molotov cocktail and throw it at a police car. But had you not seen that National Guard soldier, you would have remained perfectly peaceful. And this rage virus now apparently spreading all throughout Los Angeles, Daniel Turner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a terrible virus. You know what? The only way to fix it, though, is we all need to get the vaccine to get boosted every month, brought to you by Pfizer. Right. And that's how we will stop this rage virus. There is a new vaccine and everyone has to get it by law or damn it. We're going to fire you. We're going to pull your FCC license unless you, Rich, you are out there telling all your listeners to get the virus. No, it's they need their chance to burn. They do it all the time. Yeah. They had BLM before that. They had Occupy Wall Street. Before that, they had the original Antifa riots. Every 4 or 5 years, the left has to find a reason to get their devils out, and they just make up the cause. And now this is the made-up cause. It's an 80-20 issue, and I feel like Democrat governors and mayors are exposing to the nation how crappy they are. And so may the riots, sadly, the more the riots continue, the better it is for those of us on the right.
You know, you and I got to hang out recently in New York together. We were both doing Fox News hits, and we had a bourbon together. This is what we do. We, hang out. We grab a bourbon. There are good non-alcoholic beers that taste pretty good. I've never found a good non-alcoholic wine. I've never found a good non-alcoholic bourbon. But I did discover something. There's a mostly peaceful Molotov cocktail. Did you know that? And I think it's low carb, too.
I did not.
Yeah.
We should give them out. We should distribute them to this weekend. I hope nothing happens this weekend.
Oh, with the Kings, the No Kings weekend? Is that the way you're talking about?
Funded by Walmart heiresses. Yeah. Yeah, it's just pure insanity, right? But ultimately they will lose because they hate us, right? Mm-hmm. They hate MAGA. They hate President Trump. They really hate President Trump. But hatred doesn't win. Right. No. All the hatred of President Trump wasn't enough to have Kamala win one swing county or one swing state. So it looks like they feel like they have big numbers, but it doesn't. No one is attracted to hate. All it does is it brings out the crazy and identifies to the rest of us why we have to isolate them. And they're
paid for. I mean, the money that's behind this, I'm glad you brought up the Walmart heiresses, because the money that's behind this No Kings weekend or whatever the hell they're calling it, No Monarchs, whatever it is. You go on their website and they teach you how to train people, how to organize. It's all across the country. And then you go down and you see all their sponsors. There's a whole lot of money behind this. So when the president says this is not organic, he's right. There was a guy in L.A. driving around handing out gas masks. Nobody's just organically just driving around handing out gas masks. No. These are well-funded groups on the left that are agitators and cause chaos. And this is what they do. And you know what? You're right. The American people can't stand it, because the minute you block a mom trying to get her kids from daycare or go to work or something like that, whatever cause you think that you're not winning hearts and minds. These people, meaning us, we hate you. Even if I agree with your cause, if you block my commute, I hate you. Bottom line.
And that's why, notice there's no leader, right? Because they can't go to a rally like we go to a President Trump rally, as you've seen and covered for years and years. No one's going to take center stage. Everyone's going to talk a little bit. They'll have a bunch of Democrats get up and give a little speech and leave. But it is a leaderless movement because it's not based on anything. There's no unifying principle. There's no unifying anything, right? It's about disunity. It's very Hegelian, right? It is an anti-movement. It is an anti-belief. It is an anti-value, and that can be powerful, right? But ultimately, it doesn't win. And if you're a 19-year-old kid with all of your ideas and all of your, do you look at that and be like, I really want to be part of that, or do you just stay in your little dark world, or maybe you look at an alternative? So it's tragic to watch. It's tragic to see people fund it, no doubt. But it will disappear, just like BLM disappeared.
Well, listen, buddy, it's always great catching up with you. I appreciate it. Daniel Turner, follow him on X at Daniel Turner PTF and powerthefuture.com. I'm sure we'll chat about something next week, brother. So have a great weekend and we'll talk soon.
And happy early Father's Day to you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. And by the way, just, for the record, this weekend, the No Kings weekend, it's kind of funny, too, because they were saying no kings. But what about queens? It seems to me like it's a little bit sexist, is it not?
Brilliant point. You got to run with that. That is a brilliant point. I love
just
it.
Just saying. All right, Daniel Turner, we'll talk soon, brother.
Thanks, Rich.
Now, let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop. I am so excited that Bob's Little Sports Shop is a sponsor of the show. I love it because, I love freedom. I love liberty. I love the Second Amendment. I love the people at Bob's. They're great people, great staff, knowledgeable, and there to help you every step of the way. An incredible selection of firearms and ammo, even Black Rifle Coffee. And they have a big sale coming up, too. They have a big anniversary. Bob's Little Sports Shop on Delsey Drive in Glassboro has been around for 60 years. 60 years. They've been serving the community and helping people keep safe, and I'm just really, really excited about their big sale that's coming up. So June 24th through June 28th, they're going to have all kinds of specials, and Bob's will also have, this is really cool, a limited number of very special commemorative Henry rifles for sale. So go in, check out Bob's. It's coming up really soon. June 24th through the 28th, but all throughout June, there's specials that are going to be happening. And you can go to bobslittlesportshop.com, see their incredible selection. Whatever needs you're looking for, Bob's has it. So do that today. And I'm really, I'm so thrilled. I wanted Bob's as a sponsor for years. Bob used to come on and read his poems. I used to love those because it means a lot to me. He's right. Freedom is not free. And we have a responsibility to be able to protect ourselves and our families. And I think that the fact that they've been able to do it 60 years in the communist state of New Jersey, which hopefully won't be communist much longer, is a testament to how great they are, how great their people are. They have trainings, they have a range, classes available. So just check them out right now. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop, BobsLittleSportsShop.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This show is always breaking news. Right, we plan it, and then 3 o'clock comes, and then all of a sudden, like a million things come flying at us. And the president's set to speak and apparently sign some executive orders in the Oval Office soon. So if that happens, we'll bring that to you live. All right? So we'll do that. But let's talk about the president killing those EV mandates. And he is rescuing the U.S. auto industry. Let's start there with cut number one, president talking about that. Terminating California's electric vehicle mandate once and for all, cut one.
I want to thank everybody for being here. We officially rescue the U.S. auto industry from destruction by terminating California electric vehicle mandate once and for all.
They love it. It's good. They love it. Because like we said, this is bad. It's bad for everybody. And for the president to do this is great. Sorry, Justin, keep going.
Couldn't be done. But boy, it's had us tied up in knots for years. And they'd pass these crazy rules in California and it would be 17 states would go by them. The automakers didn't know what to do because they're really building cars for two countries. When you have 17 states, you're building cars for two countries. And I want to congratulate you all, the Senate, the House, the whole thing. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, good. Excellent. He's going to sign three pieces of legislation that will totally kill, that they can't take to court. They can't do the things that they can do with the executive orders. That was the signing ceremony in the White House earlier today. Excellent. I'm happy about this. For all the reasons we talked about, I'm happy about this. Cut number two.
But in a few moments, I'll sign three pieces of legislation that will kill, totally kill. They can't do anything about it. They can't take us to court. They can't do any of the things they can do with the executive orders. And it's permanent. I'll sign three pieces of legislation that will kill the California mandates forever, and they're never coming back.
This would have instituted a ban on 100% of all new gas-powered cars, and it would abolish 75% of gas-powered trucks. It's so stupid, too. Like we were saying with these electric trucks and how it would take 9 hours to charge them and how that's 9 hours that's going to add cost and everything to the delivery and how long it gets to you, and you're paying for that. no doubt about it, and it was stupid, really, really dumb. Cut three.
Think of it, a plan to ban 100, and they call it the 100% ban on all new gas-powered cars and abolish 75% of the gas-powered trucks. 75%. The trucking industry saw me. They said, sir, it doesn't work. Number one, the trucks are so heavy. They're 2.5 times heavier than a diesel-powered truck. So one of the big truckers owns 28,000 trucks, big company, tremendous company. And he said, I go out of business immediately. I'm not going to play games. I mean, he said, did you explain these things to the government officials? Like, the truck weighs 2.5 times more. 2.5 times more than a regular truck, a gasoline-powered diesel. And he said, based on that, we have to rebuild every bridge in the United States of America because it wasn't designed to hold cars and trucks that heavy because the batteries are very heavy. They're, you know, probably lead, but they have a lot of things in those batteries that weigh a lot. But it's 2.5 times. It's a simple number, 2.5 times. And if you want to do this, you have to spend trillions and trillions of dollars on rebuilding every bridge in the United States, and I guess throughout the world, because they do follow us.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine having to do that? And yeah, trucks are heavy as it is. I remember an engineer telling me one time that one truck, one fully loaded 18-wheeler, is the equivalent of 60,000 cars going over a bridge. They're that heavy. And that's not counting electric cars, which are heavier than regular cars. And so if you now add to the weight of those trucks, that means that you're going to be constantly spending money on the infrastructure around the roads and the bridges and everything else to be able to carry these friggin' things. And that's insane, plus the time it takes and everything else. But let's talk about Gavin Newsom, shall we? Because Gavin Newsom wants to be the opposition. Boy, Phil Murphy must be so jealous right now, right? His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, he's got to be just kicking himself. And here was his chance, his big chance, where he could come out and he could be the guy to run for president of the United States. And Newsom is now getting all of the attention, and there's nothing left for his royal ruggedness. But he put in the same rule on trucks, and they had a delay it in New Jersey. He put in the same rule on cars. He said by 2035, all cars have to be electric-powered. He did that by executive decree because he's a king, and that's what kings do. We should love all these people screaming about tyrants and kings are putting in executive orders that not passed by the legislatures because their legislatures wouldn't vote for them. And they're taking away your freedom, and they're taking away your choice on things, and they're making all these mandates. And the amazing part about this is then they have the audacity to turn around and start screaming that we're under assault. Our democracy is under assault. That Trump is the monster. It's so dumb. I mean, you see right through this, right? You see right through what's happening. And you look at it and you go, give me a break. But Newsom is determined. He really is. He's determined to be the opposition. He's determined to be the Republican or the Democrat nominee for president in 2028. And he's using every opportunity he can right now to do this. If you want to see the most deranged protester in all of Los Angeles, we found it. It's a complete maniac carrying a leaf blower claiming Los Angeles belongs to Mexico. All right. And this is Cut 25. And then tells Donald Trump to suck. Well, okay. Also suggests Trump is deporting legal migrants to get revenge on Selma Hayek. Illegal migrants to get revenge on Selma Hayek, who she claims rejected his romantic advances. Guys, she's single. Cut 25.
This is our city, and this was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours. Donald Trump! Fascism! Let our people free!
Suelta nuestra gente! What's the wind blower for?
Just for the f***ing tear gas to blow it back at those motherf***ers. If you have a f***ing blower, bring it up! Push him back! We will not do 1992 again with your f***ing tents! I was 12 then! I'm 44 now! I will die for my f***ing kids! And all of these young people are here! I'm my f***ing reprimanded for attacking my children.
If you could say something to Donald Trump right now, what would you say?
Donald Trump, you can suck my left. You can get out of my drawer. You're just Macca Salma Hayek when you give me the time of day. And because Claudia Sheinbaum make you look like a loser.
Selma Hayek wouldn't give you the time of day? That's what this is all about? My gosh, who knew? So that is an example of a mostly peaceful protester, inflicted with the rage virus, of course, who the minute she sees National Guard troops or police officers or anybody else in authority, the rage virus kicks in and she goes completely and utterly loco. All right? That's an example of that. Otherwise, mostly peaceful and not at all crazy. And like I said, even though she told Donald Trump to suck her left, and it's a male's body part, like what a squirrel eats. You know what I mean? A nut. Even though she said that, she's still apparently a woman, and she is available for the taking. So if you know any guys who are very privy to, partial to, I should say, crazy freaking lunatics, well, there's your girl right there. Or your person right there. Anyway, so what happened with this guy, Senator Padilla, and he got removed from the room, and he spoke recently about this, and he everybody right now on the left is looking for relevancies. So everybody, every single one of them, they're all looking to be relevant. They think that they could be relevant by getting tossed out of a room or getting arrested or any of this stuff. Any of this stuff. That's what I'm talking about, all right? That's what they want to do. So, Matt, to help me understand which angles we should show here, because I know you say you have an alternate angle too, right?
Yeah, so let me pull up the cut sheet here. So the cut 15 is basically, this is going to be concentrated on Kristi Noem for the most part. You're going to hear what she had to say during this press conference, and you'll hear Alex Padilla screeching in the background.
Okay.
So that's probably a good place to start. Cut 16 is going to be a camera angle focused specifically on Alex Padilla, so you'll have a better idea of what he's saying, and you'll get to experience his clash with security kind of like front and center.
Nice. All right, great. All right, let's start. Let's do it.
We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles. I also want to talk about specifically how many of our ICE agents have been doxxed for doing their duty, how they have been targeted, and how their families have been put in jeopardy, and that we're not going to allow that anymore as well. That those individuals who are purposely endangering our ICE agents and our law enforcement officers and their families will be prosecuted for what they are doing as far as perpetuating violence on them.
Okay, so here's a senator looking to be relevant who starts screaming and acting like a jackass when the Secretary of Homeland Security is speaking. Now, that's not the kind of decorum you'd expect from the United States Senate, but this guy's doing this on purpose, and the reason why he's doing this is because he wants to be famous. He wants attention, and this is the way that you get it. Now, there's an alternate angle here of this, and you can kind of see it as well. Go ahead.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the Secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your heads off.
How many of our ICE agents have been doxxed for doing their duty, how they have been...
Now, she said that afterward they had a meeting and everything was fine, and they had a little chat, and there you go. But whether it's him, whether it's the mayor of Newark, whether it's that Representative LaMonica from Jersey, whether it's Gavin Newsom saying, come arrest me, Spartacus, Booker, they all want the same thing, attention. These are desperate, attention-starved individuals, dying for relevancy, dying for people to talk about them, and dying to be the opposition. That's what they want. Why does Chris Van Hollen go to El Salvador to meet with the Maryland man, who's not a Maryland man, of course, who is literally, you know, from El Salvador? Why does he do that? Relevant. He wants to be relevant. It's not easy right now for these Democrats, and they have to one-up the crazy. See, if crazy's here, then you got to up the crazy and go to the next level of crazy, and that's not easy to do. So crazy, and then more crazy, and then crazier, and then crazy on top of crazy. Otherwise, who's going to pay attention to you? Nobody. That's why Newsom's like, yeah, come get me, tough guy. Come get me, tough guy. Come on. Oh, he'd love it. Love nothing more. He'd love it. But this is why, when you look at everything that's happening right now with all these crazy people, you even have Democrat members of state legislatures who are coming out and declaring themselves to be illegal aliens. Like, this happened in Minnesota. This Democrat Minnesota state representative named Cooley Vang, all right, stands on the floor and says this, cut 26.
His mother had died. My father, as the one processing the paperwork, put my grandmother down as his mother. And so I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country.
Ah, I can one up your crazy. I'm illegal. I'm outing myself right now as an illegal alien. Ah, come get me, Tom Homan. See, the only problem, though, is then you get arrested and you get deported because if you get, you know, because you're not supposed to be here. And then, you know, unlike other people, you actually could get deported. The fact that you're a state legislator doesn't change that fact. Just, you know, for the record, just saying, as far as the record goes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Would you like to hear what Bernie Sanders has to say about what he thinks happening in Los Angeles right now? Because Bernie feels a little bad. He was getting a lot of attention for a while, and now he's not. And I kind of feel bad for Bernie in some ways, because up until all this happened, he and AOC were on their world tour, and they were going everywhere, and they were getting all this attention, and everybody was talking about Bernie. And, well, this is what he had to say. Cut 27.
I want to take a moment to address what's going on in Los Angeles right now. Let's be clear. Trump's deployment of the National Guard and Marines in California is not about the protests, it is not about ICE, and it's really not about immigration. It's about using extremely dubious legal authority to expand his never-ending grasp for more power and his effort to move this country toward authoritarianism. This is a president, as you all know, who has usurped the constitutional responsibilities of Congress. He has threatened to impeach judges who rule against his policies. He has and is suing media for coverage that criticizes him. He has extorted money from law firms that have represented
his opponents. Let's understand. Unfortunately for Bernie, today on Capitol Hill, J.B. Pritzker, Kathy Hochul, among others, all said the same thing. Come arrest me. This is now the Democrat message. Come arrest me. So Bernie's going to have to offer. He's going to have to get arrested. Bernie's going to have to do something because all these other people are getting attention. And quite frankly, it's a little low energy just to sit there and go on about how Donald Trump and the, you know, you got to do something. Because J.B. Pritzker, Tubby Pritzker, and those would be some big handcuffs, and he would look like a gigantic. Imagine him in an orange prison uniform, a fat governor of Illinois. I don't mean to fat shame, and I know it's a little immature, but I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, in that big orange outfit, he would look like orange is the new. He would look literally like an orange, or possibly the Kool-Aid man. I don't know if it's red, maybe red. He would look like the Kool-Aid man. But he said it on Capitol Hill just a few moments ago. Yeah, come arrest me. Kathy Hochul, the same thing. Come arrest me. This is what these people want. And they love the attention. And so whether they will storm an ICE detention facility or they'll try to interrupt the Homeland Security Secretary by shouting and screaming, and of course they're going to be removed from a room because that's what they want to happen, this is the Democrat play. Now, how do the American people look at this and think to themselves, yeah, these are the people we want in charge? Like, these are the people we want. We want these kind of people in charge. They sound really smart, really reasonable. These are the people we want. These are the intellectuals who should be guiding our country. American people want change. They wanted and then elected a president who said he was going to deport people. And instead of the Democrats working with him on anything, they're now just trying to be jailbait. No, they're literally trying to be jailbait. I mean, not the kind of jailbait that, you know, you think of in the sense of, you know, with your dirty, sick mind. But no, every Democrat wants to be jailbait. I am jailbait. That should be the party's new slogan. That should be the party's new logo. Come arrest me. Come get me. Please. No, like, I mean, really, please arrest me, please, because nobody's talking about me and I need to break through. And so then by 2028, it's very likely the party's going to nominate somebody with an arrest record. And then I guess the question is, what if they get convicted? Will they be a, wait for it, convicted felon? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Huh? If the Democrats wind up nominating a convicted felon, my gosh, what would we do? What would we do? Well, that convicted felon would be a brave hero, you see, because they stood up to Donald Trump and got arrested and convicted for standing up to Donald Trump and Tom Homan. So then that'd be okay. That would be fine. Then you wouldn't hear that they were a convicted felon. They'd be a convicted felon hero if that were to be the case. But boy, would I love that. It would just be so fun to watch, wouldn't it? This, by the way, is the top story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.